A Langley City call to bring a courthouse back to the community has won the support of other BC communities at the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, conference, who endorsed a resolution calling on the province to expand access to court services. City Councilor Delaney Mack drafted the city backgrounder presented at the UBCM convention in Vancouver that ran September 16, 2020 in Vancouver. With increasing pressure due to a high volume of cases, coupled with vacant staffing positions, timely access to justice services across the province is often not a possibility, Mack warned. Mack cited a 2023 analysis that found delays are getting longer, and more courts are being shut down due to staffing shortages. When considering escalating year-over-year court vacancies, coupled with new demands from population growth, without immediate investment it can be expected that the situation will escalate, Mack warned. Separate from the obvious inconvenience, the negative impacts of delays in justice on victims or individuals seeking resolution is notable, Mack said. Langley City's resolution suggests the province could create a multi-stakeholder task group to carry out a province-wide audit. Regardless of the means, the required outcome is clear, Mack said. We require significant investment by the province of BC to restore time-sensitive and equitable access to court services and request that they begin this work immediately. Trials used to be conducted in the former courthouse in Langley City on Fraser Highway, but the court was closed as a cost-saving measure in the 1990s by the provincial government. City Mayor Nathan Potchell noted, "There is no courthouse in Langley City or Township, even though we have a combined population larger than Kelowna or my hometown of Vernon, each with provincial and supreme courts. There is only one courthouse in the south of Fraser in Metro Vancouver, in Surrey." Read also, Langley may get new courthouse, by 2033. In addition to the court resolution, two other Langley City resolutions were approved by UBCM delegates. A city call for a comprehensive funding framework that supports local fire departments that respond to medical emergencies was combined with similar resolutions from the Nanaimo Regional District, Tofino, Port Alberni, and the Okanagan-Similkameen Regional District. A motion calling on the provincial government to expand its homeless response and shelter support program to more municipalities was adopted. Unfortunately, Langley City has the third largest population of people who are unhoused in Metro Vancouver, yet this program has not been implemented in our community, Potchell commented. A fourth city proposal was not adopted. It would have sought more funding, more financial and staff support, to help local governments implement the province's new housing legislation, regulations, and policies. Many UBCM members thought this request was too broad, and the membership did not endorse it, Potchell said.